The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I did. We were not on the road, which is a little unusual. We have been very busy with Cross Power Ministries recently. Yesterday we had the privilege of being at our home church, Genoa Baptist in Westerville, which is a wonderful privilege when we have an opportunity to be at our home church. I hope you were in a solid Bible-believing church yesterday. And I say this, well, I say it often, but I try to say it every Friday at least. If you don't have a solid Bible-believing church, start looking for one. Lots of great churches out there. So anyway, got some things done around the house, and we had a good weekend. And I hope you did as well. Wow, things in Columbus. It has not been unusual at all for the last two or three years to begin the Monday program by saying, well, there were another 70 people shot in Chicago over the weekend, another 20 people killed in Chicago over the weekend. Well, now, almost every weekend, we are finding a great deal of violence in central Ohio. Now, it's not as bad as Chicago, but we are certainly moving in the wrong direction. Headline this morning, one dead after shooting in East Columbus, neighbors fed up with violence. Now, here's the story. Homeowners in the area, Eastside, say they want the violence to stop and don't want to be forced out of their homes because of it. One of the residents said, I'm just kind of waiting it out, hoping it gets better, but it just seems to be going the other way now, and that is true. Here's the strange thing that we see all over the country. Violence is on the rise. Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. And here's the common denominator, liberal leftists are in control of all of those cities, including Columbus. And yet, what has happened in every election in some of those cities for years and years and years and years, here in Columbus, many years, the citizens, while absolutely fed up with crime, violence, murders, robberies, while citizens are fed up, they elect people from the same political, not just party, but the same political ideology over and over and over again. And look at what's happened here in Columbus over the last 4 or 5 years. Violence continues to increase. Homicides continue to increase. We, in the last 2 years, have seen multiple riots in the streets. And yet, I can almost guarantee you, when the next mayoral election comes around, possibly the same Democrat or another Democrat will be elected. And city council members will probably all be liberal Democrats, who, by the way, prior to the election, will promise, we're going to get a handle on this. We're gonna get a handle on this. Right. Anyway, it's sad that violence, crime continues to increase in Columbus. It's sad. It really is. Just in the last 3 or 4 weeks, just in talking with individuals or overhearing people, I don't feel safe even going into downtown Columbus. I don't feel safe driving into this neighborhood. I don't feel safe in going into this neighborhood. I've never heard that kind of talk. Joy and I have been in the Columbus area now for over 45 years. Never heard that kind of talk. Hey, I'm from California. There are all kinds of places where today I wouldn't go. But Columbus? Yeah. And it's truly sad. Speaking of California, two things. California has now banned state-funded travel to Ohio. Say what? What did we do? Yeah, California, I'm reading from the news story, California is banning all state-funded travel to Ohio. You mean employees of California who have official business in Ohio are forbidden to travel here? Yep. Well, again, the question, what did we do? Well, we passed a law that provides medical professionals, doctors, nurses, and so forth, an opt-out from performing procedures that they have moral convictions about, particularly like sex change surgery. A surgeon cannot be forced to provide hormone treatments to someone who believes that they're transgender. They cannot be forced to perform sexual reassignment surgery. It is a protection for medical professionals. Well, here's the way California has misinterpreted it. It means people who are LGBTQ plus are going to die because they will be prevented from getting, and I'm quoting, life-saving medical treatment. All right, that's a lie. I mean, it is. Quote, blocking access to life-saving care is wrong. No LGBTQ person is going to be blocked from life-saving care. That is a blatant, absolute lie. It just means that a doctor cannot be forced to perform a procedure that they have religious or personal convictions against. California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced that starting September 30th, all state-funded travel to Ohio is banned because of the new law. So in other words, people are going to be banned. State employees in California are going to be banned from coming to Ohio because of a lie. California is banning state-funded travel to 18 states now. Get this: Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and now Ohio. It's becoming more and more obvious that the liberal left is doing everything they can to divide us. They're doing everything they can to divide us. State of California has now judged 18 states and all the people in those states. They're going to punish not just the legislature, but they're going to punish all the people in those states because they have political differences, and it's almost always because of the LGBTQ thing. Their real motives are becoming more and more and more clear. That's not the only bizarre thing that's happening in California, however. Governor Newsom has just signed a new law that should strike terror into the heart of any parent in California.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, we got lots and lots and lots to talk about today, all kinds of things. Another insane thing out of California: Governor Newsom just signed a new bill that should strike terror into the heart of any parent. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But let me give you an update on Heart for Lebanon. We are marching toward our goal of taking care of 70 complete families in a refugee camp in the country of Lebanon. That's our goal, 70. Folks, I have great news, wonderful news, encouraging news. We are now right at 50 families. Think about that. Because of your generosity, Thursday and Friday, 50 families are going to have all of their needs met. They're going to be given the gospel. Most of these Muslim refugees are going to give their hearts to Jesus. Children are going to get educated, have hope for the future because of your generosity. That is wonderful news. But we need to take care of another 20 families. Here's the deal. $116 takes care of a complete family, not an individual, not a couple, an entire family for 4 full months. Or you can do what several of you have done. You can pledge $29 a month, and that will take care of one family for one entire year. We're getting close to our goal. We only need about $2,300 more. That's it. That's it. We only need about $2,300 more. I'm going to encourage you right now to call 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. I can't wait to see who will start the giving today. Now, again, we're not going to take the whole day on this. I have so many stories to share with you. I'm going to get to this California story here in just a minute. But let's get the other 20 families taken care of. 50 families will never be the same because of your generosity. Now we need to take care of just another 20. 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. Or you can go online, thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. We are so close. We just need another $2,300 or so, right in that ballpark. Another 20 families. $116. Now, okay, you can't take care, you can't do 116 for a, that's fine. Do half of that or a fourth of it. You give whatever you can give. But I can't wait to see who will be first today. 888-578-9340. We're talking changing lives of refugees in Lebanon. 888-578-9340, or go online, thewordcolumbus.com. Click on Heart for Lebanon. California Governor Newsom has signed a brand new bill into law. And are you ready for this? It prohibits insurance companies in California to receive authorization from children's parents for what's they are called, or what the law calls, sensitive services. What are sensitive services? Quote, mental or behavioral health, sexual and reproductive health, sexually transmitted infections, substance use disorder, gender-affirming care, and intimate partner violence, which means hormone treatment, gender change, transgenderism. It prohibits the insurance company from informing the parents unless, and I'm quoting, unless the child allows it. What? We're talking children. It is now law in California. May I repeat, that should strike terror into the heart of every parent in California. Your junior high kid talks to a counselor at school, wants sexual transition counseling, or an abortion. A 13-year-old girl who gets an abortion charges it to the parents' insurance company. The parents are paying the insurance. The insurance company is prohibited from telling the parents that their daughter got an abortion. Prohibits it. This is the left. All right, we'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.